Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and your host. Today I have Sean Parrish with me, the principal at Bethel Middle School. And ma'am, Ms. Parrish, your community really took a tough hit in the last week.
It really has, and it has been heartbreaking and uplifting at the same time.
That's a good way to put it. I think there's been a lot of miracles and a lot of heartache, and I'll tell you, that community, I served a long time out there, you know, that has my heart, the people there, and they just acted like they always did. They just had something happen in their lives, and they bound together and tried to make the best of the flood that occurred on September 17th. And I know your school, your middle school, serves the Bethel and Crusoe community, so you were impacted, you know, the most, along with Pisgah and Bethel Elementary. But tell us about that afternoon on Tuesday. We knew it was raining and we were dismissing kids. What was it like at Bethel Middle?
Well, you know, it was raining, and that's nothing out of the sort, but we still had no idea that it was going to get as bad as it did. And we were in car line, and all of a sudden, it was just a torrential downpour. And in a matter of minutes, our parking lot was, the water was above our ankles. And we were trying to get out and get kids in, you know, cars and stuff. And usually it'll slack off, and there was no slacking to it. And then we received calls that maybe we might want to go ahead and end like our football, volleyball, cheerleading practices a little early just to get kids home safely. And we got the call that the school buses were going to turn around and come back. Since we share buses with the elementary, all the kids were going to be transported back to elementary land. And so we just started making phone calls for parents to come get them. And literally, I mean, the water just kept rising in the parking lot. And we knew that it was just not our normal rain at that point. And you could see just the shock on everyone's face as the rain just kept on and on. And we got all of our kids from our sports practices probably picked up maybe by 4:35. And so I loaded up and then went to the elementary where the assistant principal was watching our middle school kids down there. And we knew that it was going to be a while because a lot of the parents worked in Asheville, were stuck on the interstate, couldn't get to us. And, you know, we started planning, okay, what can we do to keep the kids entertained here to make it where they weren't panicking?
Yes.
And feeding them. We had a community member call in and said, listen, I'm coming across through Waynesville and the Waynesville Mountain, and they stopped and they bought about 20 pizzas and dropped it off at the elementary for all the kids to have pizza and drinks. You know, it was just a very nice, thoughtful thing to occur in a crisis at that time.
Yeah, because it really did catch everyone off guard.
Yes.
I think the weather. I talked to one family in Crusoe who said, you know, that they had seen the state checking river levels earlier that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think everyone thought it could be bad, but no one imagined the devastation that happened so sudden and so fast. So I'm glad, you know, that was a scary afternoon, and it just kind of continued to get worse. I know you started worrying then, you know, just kind of about your kids and what all happened into the next morning that you want to talk to us about.
Well, while we were waiting at the elementary, we kept having parents call in that were trying to get to us. And one father was trying to get to us, and he'd come from Asheville, and he made it as far as Silver Bluff. And he couldn't get to us because Wells Road was closed. He ended up having to go back through Canton, across Waynesville Mountain to get to us. So we were hearing, like, places that don't normally flood. And, you know, we got those taken care of, but we had one child, middle schooler, that still hadn't been picked up, and their parents were way above Crusoe, and there was no way. The bridge was already blocked, and they couldn't get to us. And so our assistant principal had a son that's this young man, same age, and she said, and she knew the family really well, and she said, can I just take him home and let him spend the night at our house? And the boys had a great time. This little young man thought it was the greatest thing in the world to have a sleepover and play video games all night. So, and it that relieved that family mm-hmm. of one worry about who's taking care of my child.
He was safe.
Yes. And then, so the next morning, I got up and I got to school about 7. And I just, you know, had no idea what the devastation was. Were our kids okay? And so we got in the car and started driving up towards Crusoe and checking on families and checking on the, you know, sheer destruction. And it was like something I've never seen and hope I never see that yeah. kind of destruction again. But there were people out in yards helping each other, consoling each other, just trying to be as helpful as can be. And we'd stop and we'd talk to them and they'd say, oh, please, we're fine. Go check on another family.
Yeah. And so that's just the heart of that community.
Yes.
And it's a special place. And I know that that was heartbreaking for you and your staff, but to know your kids were okay, I know you were able to send out remind messages, which is like a text message, listeners that we can send out and our students can respond to. And so I think you got most of your kids. You knew where most of them were except a couple. And
We knew where most of them were, but there were still those that couldn't respond to us because they had no cell service.
Right.
They had no electricity. And so we just kept trying to figure out how are we going to find out if they were okay. I got in touch with the sheriff's department. They said, if you will get me names, addresses, we will personally go to these houses and check and see if the kids are okay. And so between that and talking to other community members and people that had talked to the family or somehow communicated with them, we found out that at least all of our kids were safe. And when I mean safe, I mean that they were alive and well. Their homes, not so much,
yeah.
but they were fine. And that was a great relief.
Yeah.
And so then I brought the staff together. We, you know, just sort of, okay, what can we do to support these kids? And so, of course, you know, they were all about wanting to go to their homes and help them dig out as much as we could. And so little by little, we went out into the community. We helped people sort through belongings, filling up dumpsters, taking, you know, what is your immediate needs? What can we do to, you know, clothes-wise, cleaning supplies-wise, and just try to help them out, you know, little way we can. But the thing that just kept getting me over and over, even these families that had lost every single thing, they kept saying, there's people that are much worse than us.
Mm-hmm.
There's really, really, please go check on this person. You know, it's like, even as low as they were, they were still saying they're fine and they wanted to help someone else.
Yeah, and I heard that same thing, you know, just mm-hmm. out talking to families. It is a resiliency, I think,
yes.
that is very, you know, in Haywood County in general and just in that community, it always shows itself. They've got a really strong spirit and
right.
they will fight back through that. And the outpouring of support has been huge. Yeah, I know that other places in Haywood County were affected too. We're blessed to have Ms. Parrish here to speak about the Bethel and Crusoe communities today. But I know the outpouring of support has been enormous. And just talking to the other principals at Pisgah and Bethel Elementary, we've had other school systems bring supplies and community members. I mean, goodness gracious, churches. Anything you want to say just to them?
Yes, we've had churches that have adopted a family. We've had churches that have provided a place for them to live, you know, while they're trying to get their feet back on the ground. We've had community members dropping by with gift certificates to Walmart, to Ingles, to help, you know, replace items and, gosh, just supply gas money for them to go back and forth. We've had people calling that own Airbnbs that said, if you will pass my number to a family, we will put them up and they, you know, won't have to pay us until they can find them a place.
It's incredible.
It's, you know, it's very heartwarming. I've always known that Haywood County was a wonderful place, born and raised here.
Yeah.
But, you know, this was just, it allowed so many people to show their generosity.
Yes.
And, I mean, it has been very, very heartwarming. I think now what I worry is that a lot of help is coming towards them. And I wouldn't say a lot of help,
yeah.
a lot of things. But this is going to be a long process. we were able now, we're now back full capacity of our kids are at, back at school with us, and so happy to have them back with us. And I think they're happy to be back and Absolutely. Back into a routine. But, you know, it's like when it started raining again the other day, you see the worry and the stress on their face. And this is going to be something that we just keep a watchful eye over the kids. And our first day back after the floods, we, Haywood County sent counselors from all different schools to our school that walked around to check on the kids to see if, you know, do they need to talk about it? Or is there anything that they just, you know, that extra level of support?
Because we did have some kids in dangerous situations and families. I talked to one family, and, you know, they were swept away, and, you know, a husband and wife, and actually were able to hold on to some tree branches. The water was so swift and fast-moving, they reported, but the fire department was in close proximity. And I know you talked to a student who was on top of their house.
Yes,
and just they were rescued.
Yes, they had to bust a window out as the water started rising in the house so quickly. And the dad and the son had to climb on the very top and wait for a couple of hours for the water to recede to for them to get to safety. And, you know, you just don't forget things like that.
And, you know, what we can do and what we want the listeners out there to know is we're going to continue, like Ms. Parrish said, to support our families and our kids. And any needs or any contributions that you feel on your heart you want to make, please call Haywood County Schools and ask for Jenny Wood. She's our foundation director, and she's diverting all those resources to the schools. You're also welcome to call Ms. Parrish if you'd like to. But I just want to say thank you for everything your staff did. I know that was heartbreaking at times, but, man, y'all pitched in for your kids, and they'll never forget that either.
They won't, and we were just very fortunate because it allowed us to talk to so many families about something besides just education.
That's right.
We got to hear about their wants, their needs, their dreams.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just another layer of making it a great community. And it was an outreach that we were able to do.
The principal's not just a 8-to-3 job. So we love our kids, and I just appreciate y'all being there for them. And again, please call 456-2400 if you need any more information. And thank you. And Bethel and Crusoe communities, we love you. You had a lot of my career out there. I'll never forget you or the people you are, but I know you'll come out of this stronger. Thank you, Ms. Parrish.
Thank you.